Our priorities are clearly laid out in our Nevada blueprint, and that, you know, they range from economics to education to security and retirement. We've been hearing a lot of bills related to women. We kicked off Women's Week, as you know, working on preventive health care for women and to ensure that some of the things that are important and enshrined in the Affordable Care Act become codified in Nevada statutes. Next week, we'll be focusing on education and children, and there will be a lot of bills that you will hear discussed that help to edify them in our state as well.
Let's talk about some of the specifics when it comes to things like economics. How are Democrats going to try to bolster the state's economy?
We're focusing on small businesses, on businesses, frankly, of all sizes, to ensure that they have the resources that and the opportunities that they need. And so you'll see bills that come out that provide for first contracting opportunities with the state for Nevada-based businesses. You'll see a loan bill come out that helps small businesses, minority-owned businesses, and women-owned businesses to get loans to help them get to their next level. And on the flip side of that, you'll see us in workforce development. You'll see us trying to ensure that people are getting trained in the areas of the new economy, and we have a focus on that, whether it be in apprenticeships or whether it be in career and technical education.
ESAs have yet to come up because we're not talking about the budget yet, but you also mentioned student-based funding. Can you kind of go into a little more detail with that?
Sure. Well, you know, no student is exactly like another. And, you know, what we found is that in our state, we have students who are English language learners, who are highly gifted and talented, who are more impoverished than some others. And so what we have found through the studies and through the research is that those types of students need additional funds. And so a weighted student funding formula appropriately allocates monies toward those students to help them to achieve to the highest educational opportunity. Before we can actually implement a fully funded weighted student funding formula, though, we'll have to increase the pie over the course of time. If we were to implement a weighted funding formula approach right now, to be sure, Washoe County and Clark County would receive additional resources for their diverse student population, but smaller counties would lose resources. And so that's the reason why we will not be implementing a funding formula that will do that. Instead, over the course of time, as more monies are placed into education and that pie gets bigger, we're able to implement the weighted student funding formula in a way that holds harmless, if you will, the smaller counties with some of the different challenges than urban counties have.
You know, it's been relatively smooth sailing so far between the two parties, but one issue that looks like it's going to get kind of rough is when it comes to immigration, Senator Kinsella's bill. It would make Nevada a sanctuary state. You know, what are your thoughts on that, considering that law enforcement has come out pretty strongly against this particular bill?
Well, there is a much better term than sanctuary state, and I'm going to use, and I'm not going to use that. In fact, the phrase sanctuary state is a made-up one to incite fear and anger. At the end of the day, what this is about is the state's right to utilize our funds to take care of the things in the police and public safety arena that we think are important. We shouldn't be required to be doing federal agents' jobs when it comes to immigration. And by the way, nor does our police community want to be doing a federal agent's job when it comes to immigration. They've said that clearly. They are concerned about obviously losing federal funds to the extent we pass some legislation that puts them at odds with the federal government, but we're not looking to do that either. And what Senator Kinsella is doing is working with all of the interested parties, most of whom are reasonably minded in this instance, to ascertain if there's a way forward such that we can preserve the status quo, because what's happening right now is exactly what we want to preserve in status quo. And I think Senator Kinsella is looking to do that with her bill as well.
And lastly, how do you continue to work with the Republican leadership to ensure the Democratic blueprint gets passed in full?
Well, 95% of what comes before this body we agree on. No one really reports on the agreements, though. And so what we're looking to do is to ensure that we can keep bipartisan lines of communication open because, again, our blueprint, while it is a Nevada platform, is based on what hard work and Nevadans need. And so, you know, we're hoping that we can get bipartisan buy-in on those items. And so we're going to be working toward trying to do that.